Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to The Drive. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton producing the operation. It's now 5:04. Means people are off work. I don't think anybody has a 9 to 5 anymore. It's just 9 to 6 or whatever.
By the way, I got a little rain out here now, Bink.
Oh, is it raining now?
A little rain out here.
Raining. I wonder if it's raining at the ballpark. I wonder if Vern's chiming in yet. Yeah, let's hope not. But anyway, rain. But you know what's going to happen. For some reason, when the Chiefs go to training camp, it just rains everywhere. Rains here, rains there.
Oh, I know that very well. How many times have you had to run in studio because I had to maneuver around because of some rain?
Now I check the weather, you know, before I do anything. I'm like, all right, see, it's going to pour in St. Joe because it loves to do that during training camp. We'll see what happens, but definitely want to get these games in with the Royals and Cleveland tonight. I think it's so important. But for now, Rob, let's play the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Well, Bank, we'll get to the Chiefs here in a minute as they are one of the top stories today in Kansas City as they continue to practice up in St. Joe. The pads are coming on today. First, let's talk about those aforementioned Kansas City Royals as they have a massive series looming this weekend against the Cleveland Guardians. Bink, do you think this series is the biggest one of the season? And do you feel that perhaps a sweep, which I know is a big ask, could change how the Royals approach the deadline in under a week? Or do you think it's a foregone conclusion? Seth Lugo and co. might be on their way out.
Well, let's hope not, because again, if you get to that dance, things happen. Wildcard teams make that World Series all the time. They can do damage in this. Think what you want about the Royals, but they are number two in all of baseball in team ERA. The hardest thing to be in Major League Baseball is be good with your pitching staff. The currency is baseball, is what Dayton Moore used to call it. It's tough, but yeah, it's the biggest series of the year. I know we say this stuff in April or May when it's team, you want to set, you know, set the tempo, say you're the team to beat in the division. I mean, don't look down. Detroit's lost, 10 of 11 games? It's going to be hard to catch them. But regardless, the Royals 4.5 back now from the third wild card. Cleveland sits 3 back. So you look at how pivotal these 3 games are. The Royals came out of the weekend ahead of Cleveland. The Royals were in second place, then Cleveland passed them. But yeah, it's monumental. And when you put that coupled with the fact that the trade deadline 6 games away. Got this 3 with Cleveland, 3 versus Atlanta. It's 13 games under 500 themselves. Very winnable games, but again, you never say winnable because the Royals got swept by the A's. I mean, it does happen. So it's hard to look at different teams saying them, well, they should beat them or not. But again, the hittings look different. 12 home runs since the All-Star break. Sal Perez is playing on a different planet right now. Vern took a call the other night on the post-game show about trading Salvi. And yeah, 13 games, less 13 games, 9 home runs, 19 hits in those 13 games. Dude is playing off the planet. or outside this planet. It's been unreal to watch it. But yeah, I do consider it the biggest because of Cleveland being in front of them. And of course, the trade deadline looming for the Royals.
You also think that you're also one of the few people I think that believes this, that you wouldn't give up on Lugo for a trade here in about 5-6 days. You think that's not worth it. You would hold on to, I don't want to call him an ace because the Royals have a lot of good pitching. Well, yeah. The top pitchers in the Royals organization.
Well, he was. He was second last year in AL Cy Young voting. So, yeah, he's damn good, and he parlayed it now. He's 35 years old. I get that. But what message does it send, well, to the fan base? That's one thing. But the players is the other. Because you had Vinny, of others have talked about, you know, the difference in Lugo. They don't want to see him go. They want to see him pitch again for the Kansas City Royals. They want their shot because we all know, and here's the thing, it's going to come down to one game or so to be in that wild card. Don't forget the Royals were just one game ahead of Seattle last year when they made the postseason. One game. And you look at Lugo as the guy that can win you several games remaining before the season. I think he can. But when you're one game away from not even being in the playoffs, can Seth Lugo be the difference between that? Yes, he can be. So, yeah, well, if you trade Lugo, it's waving the white flag. But with the caveat on that, what do you get in return? Do you get something that will help you, guaranteed to help you, the next year and beyond? Or is it going to be a guy coming in here, he's putting up big AAA numbers, like Cam Devaney, somebody like that, putting up good AAA numbers, he gets the pros, hits 176, goes back to Omaha, and you never hear from him again. And then he converts to pitcher at some point in his career. Because I just don't want to see that floundering guy come up here, get sent back down. Get something tangible for Seth Lugo if that's what you do. But the Royals are going to have to probably sweeten that pot. It's going to have to be Seth Lugo and probably Blake Mitchell, to be honest with you, one of the catching prospects that are 1 and 2 in the organization, as they have catchers now, 1 and 2 as far as their top prospects, including Carter Jensen, who went to Park Hill High School.
Number 2.
All right, Bink, let's pivot to the Kansas City Chiefs. They are off tomorrow, but they practiced today, and they are slapping the pads on and getting after it on Sunday up in St. Joe. Bink, you have said if you're heading up to St. Joe on Sunday, there is one thing to watch. It's not just Josh Simmons. It's the whole left side of the offensive line. I know you were critical of the pick, but looking at Simmons and Kingsley Suomataia, do you believe the Chiefs are in a good spot at left guard and left tackle, or do you believe a Jalen Moore or a Mike Caliendo or something could usurp the players we've seen before the pads came on?
Well, it looks good in shorts so far, right? Looks good in shorts, but a lot of things look good in shorts. You know, quarterbacks around the league are throwing touchdown passes, you know, 80 yards or whatever, because guys are in shorts going against defensive backs. They'll be selling insurance in another year. So yeah, you put the pads on and things change. Bullets fly. Live action. Going against guys trying to, you know, cut their teeth, make a living in the National Football League. Things change. They've been in shorts, man. They haven't had that contact. Even the last day of their couple days there, mandatory minicamp, they're not hitting. They'll be hitting Sunday. Fresh day off on Saturday. They've had nothing but wearing the shorts these 4 days of practice. Get that day off. Put the pads on Sunday. Going to be a packed house up in St. Joe with all the Chiefs fans. Yeah, it's much different when you get there. But, yeah, all eyes to me on the left side of the offensive line. Sure, I want to see the receivers and the running backs and those type of things. But I really want to see that offensive line, because the offensive line will be predicated upon what everybody else does. The running game can be better with the good offensive line. The passing game, giving Mahomes more time to throw the football, definitely different. Again, the Chiefs were 31st last year in 25-yard-plus touchdowns. They had six. Or not touchdowns, but passes. They only had six last year. They didn't cut it because they can do it. They have the speed. They've got the quarterback. They just need time to do it, and they can do it. So, yeah, seeing Josh Simmons' development, that's good. We'll see what he does with the pads on. Again, I've always said don't rush it, man. You have him at least 4 years, and you got the fifth-year option, but you don't want to rush it because this guy could be a fixture for the future for this team. You ran out, got Jalen Moore. He's been on the right side. He's a natural left tackle, went to the right side because Juwan Taylor has been on the pup list. He'll be coming back soon. Jalen Moore, love his versatility. Went to Western Michigan as a tight end. That's how he was recruited, so it shows his durability, his versatility, and being able to move outside the pocket. So I like him in that situation. But again, the pads coming on, a big difference. Now, as far as the left guard, can Kingsley, the former tackle, left tackle for the Chiefs, be moved to guard and have success? Saw it with a cup of coffee there against the Broncos at the end of the season. But Kingsley's interesting to me. Might be one of the more interesting guys on this roster. What are you going to get? Because dude can maul people, and he can get out in space, and he can run. That was his biggest thing through the draft process is, wow, look at this guy play. He can do a lot of good things. Not a ton of experience at BYU, but a lot of people looked at him maybe being a first-round pick. Wasn't to be. It was a second-round pick, probably good value for him there, but it did set the Chiefs back in a way as far as left tackle is concerned because they thought they had their left tackle here in the starting job, and then all of a sudden you get to real games. It's like, that ain't it. That's not the guy. That's not the dude. So now you got to go back in the first round and get another left tackle in Josh Simmons. But keep in mind, had Kingsley panned out a left tackle, all of a sudden that's not a problem. They could have used that first round pick somewhere else on this football team, but it didn't pan out. So they've gone second round and first round on left tackles the last 2 years. You can't keep doing that. Something's got to work. I hope Simmons works out.
Number three.
Bink, our third and final hit of the day today, talks about the team as a whole. You earlier today proclaimed that this year's roster, there's reason for optimism because it is in a better spot than last year's roster. Bink, do you truly believe the 2025 roster is better than 2024 roster, or is it just a lot of the same? Not a negative, but just a lot of the same.
Well, it's a lot of the same with more experience, more confidence, and they have a chip on their shoulder. But I like it. I mean, all around. I mean, the running back room is better. I mean, you had Pacheco that was hurt last year. You had Kareem Hunt, had to come off the couch to the team. Didn't even have training camp last year. He's got training camp in the heat and the rain of St. Joe. That's good. Elijah Mitchell comes in. He's been often banged up in his career. A chance to prove himself a speed guy. You draft Rashard Davis, the former receiver, turned running back at SMU. So this running back and Carson Steele. You know, whether you keep a fullback or not, but Carson Steele made this team last year as an undrafted guy. He's the guy they brought in a top 30 visit, by the way, but he was undrafted. But this running back room is better. The wide receiver room, to me, is better as well. There's a lot of different names. Not necessarily, but Hollywood Brown is in the same position he was last year. It was in a prove-it deal. Go out, take the one-year deal, prove it with Reed calling the plays, Patrick Mahomes throwing the football, put up big numbers, and get the bag in free agency. Well, it didn't work out because he got hurt against Jacksonville in the preseason. So that ended up kind of helping the Chiefs, to be honest with you, because he didn't get that mega contract with another team, and he ended up right back here with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he already knows the offense, which is another bonus, having the same cast of characters kind of know the formation, what to expect from being with the Chiefs all year. So that was huge that he's back for this team. Xavier Worthy took a huge step last year. Guy was drafted in the first round. Naturally, you have pressure from being a first-round pick. But coming here, he didn't necessarily have that pressure. You're on a team that had been to back-to-back Super Bowls. That does create pressure. But Hollywood Brown was here. A lot of the same skill set he had. Rashee Rice was here. Rashee Rice was off to having a great year in the National Football League last year until he was hurt against the Chargers. Then he had to step up. Then it's like, all right, forget about this, you know, waiting behind Hollywood and Rashee Rice. You're the dude now, man. You got to step up and go. You know, we don't want to feed Justin Watson eight times a game. You got to step up and be the guy. And he did. As the season progressed, he got better and better as it went. So, yeah, having a year with Xavier Worthy under the belt, that'll only help this wide receiver room. Having Jalen Royals being drafted, smart guy. Andy Reid's putting installations in, and he gets it. He's even commented on how smart he is and how he's picking up the offense and all the intricacies that they have with it. That's good. So, yeah, the wide receiver room, in my opinion, if they stay healthy, and that's an if, because last year you went into it, lighting it up at St. Joe, lighting it up. Every time you look, 70-yard, 80-yard bombs, then boom, reality happens. They're 31st in the NFL in 25-yard passes down the field. That's just reality of the National Football League and getting hurt. So on paper, I do like it better. Kelce, he did have 97 catches last year. As a matter of fact, only Larry Fitzgerald has more 90-plus catch seasons from wide receivers or tight ends in NFL history. He has 8. Travis Kelce's done it 7 times, and they've all been in a row. So if Travis Kelce gets the 90-catch plateau, which is going to be tough this year, going to be tough with the other receivers, he'll tie Fitzgerald for the most 90-catch seasons ever in the National Football League. He's already the record holder for most 80-yard catches in a season. He stands alone, nobody ahead of him. And you know what? He took it to heart. He trained. He's lost some weight. He was in France promoting something. Showed up here at minicamp the next day. Shows his dedication. Like, all these guys are showing their dedication. That last dance energy, like Rob said with Jordan, that's different. Noah Gray has really started to merge with this team. Blocking, catching, you name it, he does it all. Noah Gray is a very good backup tight end in the National Football League. Jared Wiley was a pick I really liked. That fourth round, man, when he was picked, I was like, man, I like this Jared Wiley kid a lot. And he got hurt. But now he's back to being healthy, and we get to see him. And then undrafted guy Jake Brenning still, whether he makes a team or practice squad, whatever. But that's better. Defensive line, I think, is better with the additions of Gelati and with Omar Norman Lott as far as guys that can get to the quarterback. Having Omenihu back here healthy and on a prove-it type deal, that bodes well for the Kansas City Chiefs. George Karlaftis got taken care of financially. He's happy, of course. He would be with the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm expecting big things with him. I love the Noel Williams pick at cornerback. I like bringing in Christian Fulton, even though he's been hurt at this point, and love the safety play for the Kansas City Chiefs as well. But yeah, I think this is a better roster than last year. It also helps keeping your head coaching staff together, keeping the same head coach year in, year out. It's Andy Reid, man. His worst record as the Chiefs head coach is 9-7, two games over 500. That's ridiculous. Guy wins 12 games a year. He's good for 12 games a year. Bank on it. Number two all-time postseason coaching wins. But he keeps Spags around. Spags didn't get that head coaching job. Normally, guys with a lot of success to put rings on their fingers get other chances to be head coaches. He's had his chance. He's just not getting them. But you know what? He's got four rings as a defensive coordinator. He gives other quarterbacks fits in the National Football League. So having Spags back, having Tobe back, having that cast of characters back and Reed, Spags, and Tobe back is huge for this team. Dave Merritt and Stephon secondary, huge for this team as well. Andy Hack, you name it, but keep it intact. And keeping the front office, yeah, there's some attrition. Ryan Poles had gone a couple years ago to Chicago. They really liked him. They've lost Ballard to Indianapolis. We'll see how that works out, but Veach is still here. But as long as you keep Veach in the front office and as long as you keep Andy Reid head coach, Mahomes at quarterback, Spags, the defensive coordinator, the team's going to be all right. The team's going to be all right, and I think they're going to be throwing the football down the field a lot more. And text line needs to stop about the Josh Simmons things. I hope he works out, man. I hope he's great. I'm just saying we got to be cautious about it. We don't want to crown anybody now without pads on. That'd be silly, wouldn't it?
I actually agree with you on this because I think that he's the starting left tackle. I think he's going to be given every opportunity to fail up in St. Joe. And I think the Chiefs' plan post-draft, you know how the draft's going to shake out. Post-draft, their plan is to get Josh Simmons on the field and make him their left tackle because he's a natural left tackle, all the things. But if I flashback, if I, you know, on sports, they do the whoosh noise and they do a flashback. If I did that to July 25th of 2024, Kingsley Suamataio walked in as the starting left tackle. I remember that was a really big story. When shorts and t-shirts were on, even the pads came on, Kingsley was your starting left tackle. He held that job through through camp, through the preseason, and almost through the second game of the season before he lost the job. So I actually agree with you. I take a little bit of training camp with a grain of salt because, especially that position, there's not really a live look at offensive line because of the way training camp works nowadays. But I do think Josh Simmons is the left tackle plan, but I am giving it only a grain of salt right now because Kingsley was the plan this time last year, and anyone in July that said, oh, they found their left tackle, found out very quickly they had, in fact, not found their left tackle because he was out quick.
I mean, you just have to be careful, like you said, man. I mean, last year, training camp, text line, everything, Kingsley Suamataio was the truth at tackle. I mean, you go back previous years, and Jody Fortson is the truth at tight end. You go back even further, Justin Ross, the truth at wide receiver. The Chiefs would be silly not to play him. Then dude couldn't even get on the field when everybody was injured for this team. Rashard Smith's going to have some big-time plays. People go, hey, give this guy a look at running back one or running back two. But Rashard Smith, you know, he's going to be a role player with this team. But you got to be careful, especially crowning anybody before you put pads on. That does make a difference. That makes a difference in what you're doing, the physicality and everything. Yes, everything looks good so far. But if you want us to crown him and say, no, you know what? Brett Veach's best move, they found their left tackle for the future. He's the truth. You can't say that yet. You can't. The dude hadn't seen live action since last October. So you can't definitively say, yeah, this is the man. Well, you know what? We all look good in shorts. You put the pads on, it's a little bit different. Maybe he does. And I want to see it Sunday because if it works out, this could be Brett Veach's best move, and I hope it does, because this is the cornerstone for the Chiefs. Four top positions in the NFL, in my opinion, and left tackle is right there behind quarterback. Quarterback and left tackle. They've got their quarterback. They know what they're doing, but they haven't had a left tackle, but they've been able to get to the Super Bowl. They've been able to win it, hell, three times. So they've done it without it. Just saying, make it easier for them.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
Well, somewhere Drew Nixon is smiling because we got breaking news per Adam Schefter. Shamar Stewart has reached a contract agreement with the Cincinnati Bengals. The final first-round pick to not have signed his deal, just signed with Cincinnati, is a four-year, $18.97 million contract, fully guaranteed, which includes $10 million of signing bonus. If you are a Bengals fan or you are enjoying the misery of the Bengals, the drama among Shamar Stewart and him is now over. The idea and the talk of him returning to A&M is now over. Yeah. It's all gone because Shamar Stewart has signed his contract.
And my question is why? You see Cowboys do this with Jerry Jones, with CeeDee Lamb, and with Dak. Why wait till last minute? If you're going to pay it, go ahead and do it. And Shamar's biggest hangup was guaranteed. Everything, the first year, guaranteed. He wanted guaranteed. But congratulations, Cincinnati. I didn't like the pick, to be honest with you. Shamar Stewart, by the way, did you see he had 1.5 sacks last year. Now, I get it. Nick Scorton's production went way down from when he was Purdue when he transferred to A&M, right? There's something that goes on with edge rushers at A&M. They still don't do a good job with them. But at 1.5 sacks last year, congratulations, Cincinnati. If you knew you were going to pay him anyway, all the players thought you should pay him. And guess what? Trey Hendrickson wants some money too. Get that deal done because you need it for your defense because you lost Jermaine Pratt because you didn't want him. And now you're pissing off a guy that's led the NFL in sacks for the last 2 years combined. And you lose your defensive coordinator that did know how to slow down Patrick Mahomes. Good job, Cincinnati. You now have the dubious distinction of signing the last first-round pick the last 2 years. Amarius Mims was drafted last year, last first-round pick to sign. Shamar Stewart, last first-round pick to sign. But why wait, Rob? I know that he showed up at OTAs and stuff wearing a shirt and, you know, a hat. He didn't participate in anything. But if you know you're going to do it, why not just do it, man? Why are the Bengals so damn cheap, man? Why do they still have to walk across a road with traffic to their practice? Why do they have to do all that?
I do not know. We don't know. I don't know. There was the reports where there was language in the initial deal that Shamar Stewart didn't like and the Bengals wanted in.
He went all guaranteed.
We don't know the specifics of the language or who caved or who not. But, I mean, it just the Bengals always seem to try to get, you know, special contract language worked in. So it does, per Tom Pelissero, after a lengthy standoff, Stewart got improved payout language. So I don't think either side got exactly what they wanted, but they met in the middle, and now the Bengals' first-round pick is signed.
I wonder how much Burrow goes to him. He goes, man, come on, man. I can't keep doing this. Put up huge numbers last year. We didn't even make the playoffs. Jamar Chase gets the triple crown. Here, you keep drafting players in the first round. Nowadays, if anybody's drafted by the Bengals, they're going to go, crap. Despite what they do, when they get drafted by the Bengals, they're going to say, oh, crap. And they're going to be playing around. They're going to be cheap. I mean, the Bengals have always been a cheap organization. This goes to show it. Oh, by the way, Rob, we have other breaking news.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
Well, we had Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, on earlier, remember? He's in his little booth. And I said, is it raining in your booth? And he just gave me an update. This straight from Vern's text. Tarp on the field, raining here. Now, it can be taken with
good
news. That
is not breaking news, sounder worthy. What are you doing over there?
That's breaking news. It's raining at the K. We'd question, is it raining at the K? It is. Well, keep in mind, the game time is not till 7:10, so there is still time.
90 minutes for a first pitch, and you're playing the breaking news sounder about the tarp on the field.
Well, here's the deal,
though. Get out of here.
Do you honestly expect the game to start on time? Because the tarp's still on it now, buddy. They're going to be pushing this bad boy back, right? Right?
We do not know at this time.
They don't start it right away if they get tarp on now.
Tarp on the field, breaking news sounder. Goodness gracious. Let's go to break. That was, oh.
I got Scotty Scheffler breaking news. You want to do it again?
No.
We'll take a timeout, then we'll look at the more of the wide receiver stuff next.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to The Drive. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton producing the operation. If you missed the breaking news that Rob had, Shamar Stewart, a lot of you, we're tired of the story to be done, the holdout, whatever. He signed his contract. Last first-round pick, Shamar Stewart, signed by the Bengals. Makes two straight years. They were the last team to sign their first-round pick. So congratulations, Cincinnati. That defense still sucks. Good luck with Shamar Stewart, the first-round pick, with 1.5 sacks last year. Good stuff. But anyway, the Royals in Cleveland tonight. Michael Wacha on the bump for the Royals. Chris Bubich and Noah Cameron going for the Royals. And really, I think it's interesting because Bubich and Cameron, that's been one of this pitching staff's where it's at. Chris Bubich being as good as he is, you know, back in the rotation, having the kind of year he's having, making the All-Star game. Now, every single starter in the Royals roster has been to the All-Star game now that Bubich is gone. So that's good. Noah Cameron just destroying things, coming out of St. Joe, just been one of the best, put up against anybody, any rookie, anybody out there, how good he's been for the Kansas City Royals. Vern's On Deck show starts at 6 o'clock. And according to Vern, who texted me, the tarp is on the field. Now, it's still a long time before game time, but that's straight from Vern and Vern's little booth out there. One of the things for the Chiefs, I mentioned the wide receivers, that, I'm still – let's watch the linemen. Because with the pads coming on, yeah, Josh Simmons, the dude to watch. Jalen Moore, I would see this offensive line. I really see Kingsley at left guard, but these wide receivers, because you know with Mahomes airing it out, it's different. As I mentioned, the Chiefs finished 31st in the NFL in air yards of 25 yards or more in receptions with 6. Miami and Arizona were last with 5. I couldn't believe that with Tyreek Hill in Miami, they were dead last. So that's where it was with that. But regardless, see what the Chiefs can do with the wide receivers. And so far, so good. I mean, even Nate Taylor, even back in, if they keep 7 receivers, I think they're going to keep 7. They kept 7 last year. Last 2 years, they've kept 7. They kept 5 3 years ago. But Tyquan Thornton, the guy that's second-round pick, is pick 50. This is his redemption. This is his second chance with Kansas City. And we've seen that work out with players before. We've seen that work out real well. And I don't know what New England does to people. Don't forget, Juju left here, went to New England, was injured all the time, wasn't good, comes back to Kansas City, was serviceable. He's back here with the team this year. Tyquan Thornton, of course, the guy I'm talking about that was former pick 50, second-round pick for the New England Patriots a couple years ago. And, of course, Juju, by the way, was that same draft class as Patrick Mahomes. But here's Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider, and, of course, the Chiefs insider on ESPN as well. Will Tyquan Thornton make the Chiefs wide receiver roster?
The biggest winner so far, if you were to give this person immunity for Monday or Tuesday, that would be Tyquan Thornton. It's a wrap, guys. Healthy. He keeps playing the way he's been playing at practice. He is on the roster. He is a legitimate outside receiver. He is, and I've asked, you know, I think they add Tyquan Thornton to the roster in, like, December. You know, he's not going to play. But the whole point was, like, can you be better than Justin Watson? Or can you be a different version of Justin Watson from what we've seen over the last couple of years? Well, through the first week of camp, he's proven it. I don't need to see any more outside of just, hey, let's see it in the pass. Let's see it in the preseason game. You're a veteran receiver. Mahomes, I think, really, really likes him.
Say it again, Nate. Say it to the guys in the back. Say it to Rob Britton. Tyquan Thornton. Are you crowning in my camp guy? Are you crowning in my camp guy?
No one has talked about Tyquan Thornton more than you. No. Yes, he's your camp guy. Come on now. He's your camp guy.
I'm kind of the leader of the fan club. So anyway, Tyquan Thornton there. Nate likes him. So, hey, Nate likes him. But don't forget.
Nate likes him to make the roster. He doesn't like him like you like him. You think he can contribute. Nate likes him like Justin Watson.
Yeah, but he says Mahomes likes him, right? How much does Mahomes like his wide receiver room? He was on a podcast with Kay Adams, and he talked about his wide receiver room.
You won 15 games with a banged-up team, not your number one wide receiver, full compliment. In that receiver room, what are you most excited about, outside of hopefully health?
I think it's just going to be – it's going to come from everywhere. I mean, obviously, you got Rasheed being back. He looks great. You have Xavier Worthy, who came on so strong at the end of last year. You have Hollywood Brown healthy again. Guys everywhere. You add in Travis Kelce, a Hall of Famer, Noah Gray, a great tight end, and everybody that we've added to all those different rooms. Well, we have so many weapons. Let's go out there and just maximize it all. It's not going to be just one person. It's going to be the entire offense going out there and showcasing what the Kansas City Chiefs truly are.
There's a lot of, they did this, free agency, draft, the other teams in the AFC, and I'm like, okay, but the Chiefs are like, I honestly think it might be your deepest receiver room. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is going to be the deepest. I mean, it's hard to always say, like, you had Tyreek and Travis Kelce, Hall of Famers in the prime of their careers, and that it's hard to always say that it could be deeper than that, but at the same time, it's not the depth. I mean, it's going to be hard to make cuts because we have so many great receivers that we could be 8-9 deep, the guys I can see making the roster, and that's what you want. You want competition, and we have that. Brett Veach, Coach Reed have done a great job of bringing guys in, and they've been competing, and we're excited to get to St. Joe, Missouri, and go out there and compete and showcase who we are.
And you're going to get to see him. The nation's going to get to see him, as Warren Sharp puts out there, looks analytically at all the schedules in the NFL. The Chiefs, the first team ever to have 5 primetime games within the first 8 weeks. No team has ever had that many primetime games within the first half of an NFL season. That belongs to the Kansas City Chiefs, as the NFL continues to use them as ratings gold. Proof is in the pudding. They do it. That's why they have 5 games in the first 8 weeks of the season in primetime. And by the way, if you're going to St. Joe, which I know a lot of people have, hell, there were people waiting at 2 a.m. in the morning a couple of days ago. Hey, don't go up there tomorrow. And I know you didn't get to go up there today because they rained the out. The Chiefs still practice, but you couldn't watch it. But you know what? They've had that day off. They're putting the pads on Sunday. You're thinking about when to go? That's the day to go. You know, they block things off, and like the receivers will do autographs one day, that unit of receivers after practice, or defensive lineman, linebacker, secondary, whatever. It's the whole team. I don't think I've ever seen that with the full team autograph session. So if you're making a choice of when to go to St. Joe, the freaking pads are coming on Sunday, man. That's a good time to get some evaluation, as I mentioned. If you have kids with you, whatever, they want autographs or whatever, full team type doing that after the game. So, yeah, if you're heading up I-29 to St. Joe, Sunday would be the day to do it. They only have 3 practices on weekends. Or they have this one, and then they have 2 the following weekend as far as Chiefs camp. But regardless, we'll wrap the show up, and Scottie Scheffler did reveal something, and also Happy Gilmore debuts today.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law.
Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton producing the operation. The Royals tonight against Cleveland. Josh Vernier takes it over here at 6 o'clock. Vern's on deck show. Nobody better in the business than one Josh Vernier. I guess the tarp was on there for a while. Don't know if it still is. It was in there earlier, according to Vern. We'll see if it's still on there. Rob, you a golf fan?
Am I a big golf? Yeah, I mean,
I love it.
I prefer playing to watching, but I watched the majors. Me and Drew were back here last week watching the British.
Drew's good at everything, man. NASCAR, golf. I can talk to Drew about anything, right? And I will. But do you remember what happened at the British Open? Right.
I do. I know what you're going to reference.
This was on a European broadcast, and there was people didn't know where it came from. It's number one golfer in the world. It was Scottie Scheffler, and he was on the tee box. Or he hit the ball, and it sounded like to me it came from the crowd. This is how it sounded.
Scheffler. Oh, my word. What are you laughing about?
There's so much to say about that shot. It's so off the clock face. Oh, it's extraordinary. Let's stick to the golf.
Just a little bit of wind from behind.
Just a little bit of wind from behind. That's a polite way to say it. In Europe. When you heard that, Rob, because I know it made the rounds on radio and everything else with that that broadcast over there. I mean, we played all, we didn't think it was Scotty. We're like, someone from the crowd or something like that did it. Maybe it was one of the broadcasters. I don't know. Did you in your wildest imagination blame Scotty at all? Thinking, all right, the number one golfer in the world, just let it rip.
I mean, this seemed like a... When it initially happened, I legitimately thought to myself, it's just probably like, you know, the club noise, something funny. There's the gallery at these events is there's boom mics everywhere. There's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people. I understood the joke on social media about it being Scotty, but I never really gave much value to, oh, man, can you believe it? It was Scotty Scheffler.
I didn't think so, man. Like, I didn't think it was Scotty at all. And he's like, well, you know what? You play the soundbite, and you're like, yeah, you know, keep in mind, Scotty did hit it, but I don't think it was him that did it. Well, he clarified it today. What was he on? Was it Barstool he was on?
He was on Pardon My Take Today.
Pardon My Take Today that he was on, Scotty. So he cleared up what exactly happened. This is straight from the guy that hit the ball.
Scheffler.
There you go. That's what it sounded like, right? So here's Scotty explaining that.
I'm trying to remember what hole it was. I think it was the 17th. Did you fart?
Oh.
Yeah, that was me.
Was it?
Actually?
Oh, yeah, that was me.
That's actually a great question, right? I mean, you get the number one golfer in the world there, and you ask, did you fart? And he could have brushed it off. He could have changed the subject. But you know what he did, Rob? He did like every respectable human being would and said, yeah, I did. Does it change your opinion on Scott Scheffler at all?
No.
I mean, he doesn't look as boring, does he? Because people keep saying he's boring. I like Scotty Scheffler.
I think he's still boring. He's a great golfer. Don't get me wrong. Incredible golfer.
Incredible.
Boring guy.
But you didn't find that? Like, he's being honest, right?
I mean, he's honest. Doesn't make him exciting.
But I think this helps, though, man.
Like, did you see his kid? His kid seemed like, been here, done that. I've seen some of these trophies in the house. I don't care. Scotty Scheffler is the, like, any, if there is an athlete right now that someone driving around to the K or whatever thinks about it, like, oh, that man's all business. Scotty Scheffler is more business than that athlete you're thinking of. He's the most all business athlete we might have.
No, he is, but he admits that. Here's the number one golfer in the world, just won his fourth major. That was me. I think it humanizes the guy. And keep in mind, this guy's been winning everything. When he was playing, like, in the Texas League and the PGA, he won, like, 70% of the tournaments he's in.
He's the closest thing to Tiger we've seen.
He is. He just wins everything. He's fun to watch. He just dominates. He's got that. If he's in the leaderboard, just one or two strokes behind at the end, he's going to win it. And when he doesn't win, he finishes in the top five. He's always there. But you know what? He just ripped one like the rest of society. You know what? And he claimed it. Just like all those people that say they don't pee in the pool, but they actually do. Scotty's the type of guy that would say, yeah, I do. I mean, he's that type of guy that would do that. A lot of people, even James, that'll be in here producing for Vernon tonight, seen Happy Gilmore already. Couldn't wait to see it. I know a lot of people are wanting to see this. Heck, Mom texts me, how do I get Netflix and all this? Because Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler is going to be on tonight. Happy Gilmore 1 was awesome. I hope this lives up to it, but Kelsey's in it. So obviously Chiefs fans want to see it. And it's released on the same day that Caddyshack was released 45 years ago, Rob.
Hopefully it's better than Caddyshack 2, because Caddyshack 2
was trash. It was bad. Most sequels are. You going to watch it with your wife tonight?
It is on the agenda for this weekend. Not tonight, but it's on the agenda.
It's on my agenda, too, at some time. I don't know when, because I just I want to see the Royals, but maybe I'll stay up late. Maybe watch Happy Gilmore, too. I don't know. Anyway, good night, everybody. Hope you had a good time. Josh Vernier, Vern's on Deck show against Cleveland next.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.